Iberdrola Renewables wanted to build 150 turbines on 20,000 acres to power 60,000 homes near Elizabeth City, North Carolina, and needed Dominion, among others, to sign a long-term contract to buy power to make it happen. Dominion declined. The Virginian Pilot reports the project was so important to North Carolina Governor Bev Perdue that she wrote Dominion CEO Thomas Farrell asking that they sign the contract with Iberdrola. He wrote back that the cost was too high and it was not, quote, in our customers' best economic interest. Dominion already has wind power contracts with companies in Indiana and West Virginia. But as costs escalate, government subsidies balloon, and legislatures begin to renege on renewable mandates, as it appears to be happening in North Carolina, wind power may become less sustainable. Charles Fishburne, WCVE News.